Well, good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have longtime Sitka volunteer, Sitka Fire Department volunteer, Vicki Vosburg, and Captain Lance Ewers with Sitka Mountain Rescue. They're both here to talk about the incident management team over at the fire department and how they want you to volunteer for that. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So Sitka Fire Department, about a year ago, started organizing what's called an incident management team. First off, can you describe what that is, Vicki?
So the team works together to manage the incident, whatever that incident might be. The incident management team is generally at the fire hall, at the command post, helping to decide, for example, on a search, where are we going to search? Who's going to search this area? Manning the radios, making sure the searchers have what they need, whether that's water or flagging tape, whatever. We are the managers of the incident.
And the incident management team goes beyond a normal search and rescue operation because it's within the fire department. It's the chief's vision that the members of this incident management team would work a lot of times with the search and rescue division of the fire department, but also if there's a terrible, other incidences like the tragedy with the landslide or a terrible plane crash at the airport or a fire in town, it would be the incident management team that would, be activated and help manage those major incidents, a terrible, active school shooting or some sort of, terrible tragedy. Anything that needed that kind of attention, the management team would manage those major incidences.
So the fire department started sort of building this cohesive vision about a year ago. Prior to that, what was happening?
We basically had an unofficial incident management team. We were part of search and rescue, and the only thing we did was search and rescue. But there was a group of people, and I was one of them, who didn't go out in the field and search. We stayed at the command post and helped to run things. And so the fire department just decided to expand on something that was already there and make it official.
So say, for instance, there was a search and rescue mission happening. If you were a member of the incident management team, what might you be doing specifically?
Well, you'd be activated by the pager. And you'd come on into the fire department and you would start with the organization steps of, okay, let's get all the information. Let's get the 5 W's, who, what, where, when, how. We'd find out what the needs were for that particular mission. And then they would go about organizing the different ways to get those needs accomplished. And your job is to keep things organized and to make sure the left hand's talking to the right hand and telling people what missions and what jobs need to be accomplished. And then once they're accomplished, checked off and documented that this has been accomplished and now let's move on to the next step. And so you'd be manning radios, manning computer equipment, logistically getting things supported, documenting what money's being spent and where, and then actually going out or finding somebody, organizing the people that will go out and get those things logistically supported to support the mission. So anything from, it's just so much stuff that could, have the potential of doing manning a radio, documenting on a computer, organizing what foods need to be bought or what supplies need to be purchased, tracking movements of each individual team, making sure people who are on each individual team, future teams for the next day's event. I mean, you're doing it all. You're in the headquarters, the command center, making those decisions and making those things happen.
Over the past year that you've been really focused on bringing an official team together, what have you discovered? What have you learned? How has that changed your vision that maybe you had at the beginning?
Well, I think what we've learned and what we see the potential of with folks who are willing to volunteer, we'll be able to have a more organized, more functional IMT team. So, and that's why we're hoping that there's people out there in the community that want to volunteer and come down and help and get some great training and learn how to to run these kinds of major incidences that happened. And this team is not like a SICA specific team. This is the same thing that you'll be learning here in SICA would be the same thing that they're doing all across the country and even other countries. Like, you know, we've all been watching and listening and reading about the tragedy that's happening right now in Canada with the forest fires over there. And it's a team just like this team that is organizing that, you know, that what's happening over there, managing that event from the firefighters trying to put the fires out to getting the people the help they need that are displaced from that fire, making sure everybody has food, clothing, water, shelter, and making sure that the teams that are actually actively, you know, fighting the fire get what they need and know their missions day in and day out and know what's happening and make sure the left hand's talking to the right hand. And it's this team that's doing those kinds of things.
So those protocols, the model that's been replicated, that's tried and successful all over.
Right.
Vicki, what will training look like for a new volunteer?
Okay. So training occurs once a month, Monday night at 6:30 at the fire hall. We'll be learning the incident command system. Volunteers will learn how to set up the command post. They'll learn how to run a radio. They'll learn interview techniques, all things that we would be doing during an incident.
What kind of a commitment is it?
Well, it varies per person. We're looking for people that are willing to seriously commit and seriously learn what they're really interested in. You know, really learn the interview process, really learn some of the computer programs. However, the fire department is very understanding of people who have lives. We know not everyone can come in at the drop of a hat because that's what happens in an incident. We know that not everyone can commit for 3 days straight. So we're looking for people who are serious, but at the same time, we understand that not everyone can give 100% all of the time.
And do you want people to have a skill set already that you're looking for, or are you open to anyone who feels moved to do this?
We'd love to have people with skill sets, but we're also willing to train. We're looking for people who are very compassionate and good with people. Those people might be doing the interviews. We're also looking for people who are techie, nerdy types who are really good with computers because some of our programs are somewhat challenging, although very, very valuable in an incident. So we're looking for people, you know, on every end of the spectrum. Basically, the one thing everybody needs to have is a desire to help other people who are in crisis.
So, Vicki, you've been doing this kind of volunteer work for about 20 years. What keeps you coming back year in and year out?
Well, I have that desire to help other people. And I think the reason I have stuck with it so long is the fire department itself, the people who are running that fire department, they truly are understanding of my desire to help and yet my limitations because of my schedule. And because of that, I've been able to do it for 20 years. I think there are other volunteer jobs where I wouldn't have been able to stick with it because the commitment is too much.
Looking back over your time, are there any memories in particular that stick with you that sort of inform your desire to do this work?
Oh boy, that's 20 years is a lot of memories. Of course, the strongest one in my memory is the landslide. It's recent. It was horrible, but at the same time, we saved a couple dogs, so.
And there was a lot of networking, a lot of communication channels that had to be nurtured among different organizations and entities during that incident. And that sounds like it's a really critical function of the management team.
Precisely.
Well, when and where can people find out more?
We are having an informational meeting at the fire hall this Monday at 6:30 p.m. This is not a commitment. This is not a training. This is for anyone who is interested in learning more about the incident management team and what it means to be on the team and what the commitments are.
Okay, so that's 6:30 Monday over at the fire hall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If folks have any questions, Can they reach out and call someone?
They can call me either at work, 747-3788, or on my cell phone, 738-8661.
Well, we are just about out of time. Any parting thoughts?
You know, this incident management team is going to be, I know it's going to be great. It's great, and I know it's going to be better with people that are going to be able to come in and volunteer. And while I'm on the air, I just want to let you know, too, if you're interested in joining the search and rescue team, my boots on the ground, getting out in the field, learning about living in a snow cave and wilderness shelter and what you can eat and can't eat and just survival in the woods and being able to get out there and help people climb the mountains and get to the people that need the help. And we're looking for those folks, too. So okay. If you're looking to join a fire department search and rescue division, please come on down to the fire hall and grab an application. We'd love to have you.
That's great. Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Captain Lance Ewers and Vicki Vosberg about the incident management team over at the fire department, also about volunteering for search and rescue.